Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Our next question deals with the 144,000 that is mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 7. And in this, they want us to explain from the context, the immediate context, and also I want to suggest we've got to take the broader context of the book of Revelation as to who the 144,000 is in reference to. And then later on in this context of Revelation chapter 7, there is the mention of a great multitude. And the question is the 144,000, whoever that represents, is it possible that the great multitude would also be in reference to the same people? With the book of Revelation, we need to understand is that it is written in apocalyptic language. You've heard me say this before, and I'm sure you've also heard others also explain the book of Revelation from this standpoint. Apocalyptic language is language that with some symbols, codes. And therefore, when we look in regard to this, we see that numbers are stated from a symbolic standpoint. Take into consideration the number 12. The number 12 represents that which is complete or completeness. If you take 12 times 12, you will come up with 144,000. What does that mean? I believe that this would help us to understand is that God is saying that this number 144,000 is completeness intensified. Also, though, we see is that symbols are, in our exploration of symbols, is that the 12 tribes of God's chosen people are mentioned in the context of this passage in Revelation chapter 7, verses 5 through verse 8. In the mentioning of the tribes, I want to point out, though, that there are two that are not mentioned in this context, Dan and Ephraim. Some give consideration as to why they're not mentioned. I think that it's worthy of exploring. They probably are not mentioned, as most scholars would contend, is because they got caught up in idolatry, and therefore they would not have been recognized as faithful amongst God. What we need to understand from this context is that the 144,000, as they are connected with the tribes of Israel, they represent God's faithful. So, hence the not mentioning of Dan and Ephraim would help us to, and the fact that they would have been caught up in idolatry would help us to understand why they're not put into this, if the 144,000 represents God's faithful people. The Lord's church is the spiritual Israel. Why does He mention the tribes of Israel from the old? They were the physical, the chosen people. Today, the church is the spiritual. We are the ultimate. In this, it's brought out in a number of places in Scripture. I won't go through all of those tonight, but I do encourage you. Did we get the handouts passed out tonight? Okay, there are handouts back there on the copier that I did not get. We were tending to this business with the baptism. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of the handout for tonight and go over all of the passages that we're going over. But especially since we do not have time to go through the ones with regard to the spiritual Israel, the church, please take the time to find the number of times and references that are given in the New Testament Scripture. So I believe from this context is that God is speaking not about the physical Israel, Old Testament Israel, but rather it's a picture about the spiritual kingdom, the church. And therefore the 144,000 would be in reference to all of God's faithful children, not only in this time frame, back in the book of Revelation, but even unto this very day. The great multitude of people, are they one and the same? Are they the same group of people? Yes, I believe that they are. I believe that both this immediate context as well as the broader context would suggest that they are indeed the same people. Note verse 9 of Revelation chapter 7. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. As we look at this, it's not only important for us to see that there is a great multitude of people, But what's he say about that great multitude of people? He says that no one could number them. Remember what is stated in promise to Abraham over in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through verse 3? God says that He would bless all nations through Abraham. And in that, we also learn from the book of Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, is that the kingdom of God, the church, when it was to be established, when it was established, is that all nations of people would come into it. Here in this context, he speaks about all nations, tribes, people, tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Isaiah also identifies is that the number of these people would not be able to be numbered. Here, I believe that we have a fulfillment in regard to what is stated and promised by God in the days of old.